This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now that name, it is a bit of a curious one. Where did it come from?
Well, the name of the band came from a J.D. Salinger short story. It's called For His Name with Love and Squalor. So it's basically about a young girl that writes to a soldier and gives him hope during the war.
Wow. So is that a kind of a hope behind your music then, that it would give people that hope?
Yeah, we'd like to think so. All our stories have, I guess, all our songs are stories in a way. So, yeah, I guess it made a lot of sense, the name of the band.
And where did the band begin for you guys? You've been getting a lot of attention recently, particularly in Melbourne where you're based, also in Sydney. Has it been like a long time for you guys that you've been on the road?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing together as a full band probably for about 4 months, so it's growing very, very fast. Originally it was just myself and my saxophone player, Kent Parkstreet, originally. And then from there, it's really just grown. We've met people along the way.
And we've only just recently added your track, Jupiter. Tell us a little bit about the story behind that one.
And Jupiter was a song I actually wrote when I was in high school, which is quite a while ago now. It's quite lighthearted and easygoing. You can tell probably my age I was at the time when I wrote it. It's not a very serious song, but it's supposed to make you feel good and, you know, put a bit of jump in your step, I guess.
And so why 4 months ago? Like, was there something that you decided you really wanted to, you know, get into the music industry for? Or what was it that actually made you decide to go professional with your music?
Well, it was really just timing more than anything. We felt 4 months ago that we had something really special that we'd put together, and we felt that we were ready to take on the music scene, I guess.
There is something quite special to your music, I think, having a listen to it. Tracks like Jupiter, and then you compare that to one like War. It's a very different sound between those two in particular, and overall you kind of dabble between genres. Is there one that you really enjoy, or is it a clear choice for you to have that mixture?
Yeah, I mean, I really like folk music. I'd say it would be my main music that I enjoy, but really it's whatever. I'll pick up my guitar and it's whatever comes out, so sometimes it does vary from genre to genre, but if it's a good song, then we play it, really.
Is there a particular approach you take when you're in that songwriting mode?
Sometimes if I've had a bad day, I'll write a song about my day or something, way that I'm feeling on that particular day. So I guess it's really a spur-of-the-moment thing. It's not usually when I sit down and, like, write, I'm going to write a song kind of thing. It's usually some event that's happened that's inspired me to write that particular song.
How do you think you can articulate that in a great way? Like, in terms of being a songwriter, and a lot of people listening are also musicians as well, is there something you think makes a great song and really helps to tell a good story?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the song has to capture you and draw you in. Melody is obviously very important in the words, especially for my music. I like to have some kind of message, and it's kind of music that I want people to be able to sit down and soak up and enjoy and appreciate.
Yeah, I like how you actually include the fact that people have to enjoy and appreciate it, because sometimes, you know, artists can write these songs that mean a lot to them personally, but to connect to an audience, you know, you've got to be writing stuff that, like you say, it invokes those emotions in the listener.
That's right, yeah.
How have you seen your music embraced on the live setting so far? Because that is quite a major part of what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, it's been received really well over Melbourne. Obviously had a great response from the fans. Our Facebook page is doing really well. And really what we're doing is quite different to any of the other bands we've heard in Melbourne. So it's nice for a bit of a change, I guess. A lot of the bands here are more rock, heavy rock bands from what we've heard, or they're singular singer-songwriters. So we've kind of spiced up a bit and created something quite unique.
Do you have plans for a full-length album? I know I saw on your website recently fans are starting to ask about it and find out where they can get their hands on your tunes and things. Are you in the recording process or writing process of a project like that?
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at releasing the EP this year. I'd say definitely it'll be out by July, I'd say. Could potentially end up being an LP at the rate we're going. We've got a lot of songs, so it depends how much work we're able to get done in that period of time, really. But, yeah, we've definitely got a lot of material that's going to be coming out.
Amy, thank you so much for catching up with us tonight. It's been a great pleasure, and we look forward to more of your tunes as well.
No worries. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.